The theme music is immediately recognizable. The fandom is dedicated.
Will is missing. I don't know where he is.
It's gotta be the best piece of media ever set in Hawkins, Indiana.
A lizard.
How do you know?
How do I know if it's not a lizard?
How do you know if it's not just a lizard?
Because his face opened up and he ate my cat.
Its throwbacks to the 80s spawned somewhat of an 80s renaissance.
Like it?
If yeah, it's cool.
You keep the mix if you want.
Really?
Yeah, really. All the best stuff's on there. Joy Division, Bowie, Television, The Smiths.
And after almost 2 years, the third season of Stranger Things will debut on Netflix on Thursday, July 4th.
Doesn't make sense. I closed the gate.
We asked some true fans how they feel about the show.
I love Stranger Things. When season 2 came out, I skipped work just to binge it.
I think it's one of the greatest TV shows ever made.
Big fan.
I think it's a really interesting show.
I love it.
I love it.
Just what is it about middle schoolers, D&D, and 80s references that gets everyone so hyped up?
I mean, you have the cinematography, the acting, the storyline, the music.
The vibe.
The actors in it are all really good for being children.
The plot is really interesting.
It feels very original.
The show's had some memorable moments.
The moment when Mike and Elle reunite in the very last episode of season 2, I think that was so intense.
The time that she made that kid pee himself, I thought that was just amazing. That was the highlight of the show for me.
Once Eleven is closing the gate.
When Steve is going to apologize to Nancy in season 2.
So there's a part where Eleven flips the van using her powers.
Joyce has painted all of the letters on the wall, and she has the Christmas light strung up, and they spell out run. And it was just so intense to see that. It carries all those spooky vibes.
And the fans just want more.
I think seeing them in the summer instead of the fall is going to be a nice change of color palette.
You know, I want to see more of Mike and Elle.
In the third season, from the trailers, it seems like it's going to get really crazy.
So I'm always excited to see the new monsters that they have to face off against.
Character development.
The show is designed to be binge watched. And with 8 episodes, each about an hour long, that's no small time commitment.
On Thursday, I'm planning on honestly just staying up all night to watch it and suffering the consequences later.
Definitely all the way through.
Tomorrow we're marathoning all of season 3 as soon as it's out.
Well, I was gonna binge watch it all day Thursday before fireworks and festivities started, but I have to go to work that day, and I work all day until 4 o'clock.
Thursday, I'm probably gonna binge it if I can. I hope it doesn't interfere with my 4th of July plans.
So I tried to find out a time that it's released Thursday, but I couldn't find one, so I'm just assuming that, 12 o'clock, as soon as it's Thursday, it's released. So I've got a couple friends coming over, and we're just gonna see. Hopefully it is released at 12, or I guess we'll just party some other way, but that's the plan.
We don't really know what to expect from Stranger Things 3, but one thing is confirmed. Things will get strange, and then they'll get stranger. Reporting for the Daily Universe, I'm Joseph Carson.